Thank you, Sheila. I have a question on that side. It's Shira, and then I come back here to.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sheila Menoni, Politecnico di Milano. Actually, I have a much more practical question. Well, working at the Politecnico, it's the more technical and scientific side, even though I'm not an engineer, so I'm kind of between. But anyway, the point that I wanted to make is many times when we talk about science for policy, giving suggestions and giving the basis for standards, safety standards, especially in the realm of natural and technological hazards. One point is there another type of science than the science that we normally do in laboratories, or is it the same science, but for a different audience, for a different goal? For example, the European Commission has launched recently a couple of calls regarding the notion of how useful was the science in natural and technological hazards for supporting risk governance decision. And, well, those calls were rather unsuccessful in the sense that scientists do not want to do this kind of research. And, well, there are many reasons, but what I understand is one is that the kind of innovation that you produce, because you do produce an innovation, but it's not the one that you will regularly publish in peer-reviewed international journals. And the second point is also because we have to question a little bit about what are the gaps in our knowledge and also what was written in the report, what has been unlearned with respect to what we have learned. And this type of question, it is true that my colleagues do not like so much to ask. So many times I question if it is a matter of a different type of science or if it is the same science but with a larger perspective, also with the notion of how useful it is for what type of decisions.